This week on Arts Page, Edna Manley College celebrates 40 years of inspiring creativity and impacting lives. Stay tuned. In 1976, the Cultural Training Center was established as an arm of the Institute of Jamaica, offering training in dance, drama, music, and the visual arts. 40 years and two name changes later, the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts continues to be the only institution of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean. The School of Drama will be mounting two major productions this month as part of the 40th anniversary activities, El Número Uno and Moon on a Rainbow Shawl. Director of the School of Drama, Pierre Lemaire, who will also act as production director for El Número Uno, says he is privileged to present a Jamaican-written play for the 40th anniversary, as it is often difficult to find native playwrights who target children.
Every year at the School of Drama, we do a children production, meaning a production done by adult actors for children audience. This year, I had the pleasure of receiving an email from Jamaican poetress and writer Pamela Mordecai, who lives in Canada now, and she sent me a script for a children's play and said, "Pierre, would you like to direct my play?"
The production tells the story of a little pig who befriends a Rasta man and is loaded with music, folklore, and other traditional forms.
The music is being done by the students from School of Music under the direction of Andre and Man. The music he's giving us for the show is very children-like. Of course, it's colorful, the set is colorful, the costumes are colorful. We have some special effects because you need to get the children's attention. So, of course, at the same time, we have call and responses because we are on stage. So the actors can engage the children and make them respond to them.
Moon on a Rainbow Shawl, the second production opening at the end of the month, has made itself a staple of theatre arts, surviving well over half a century, adapted to local theatre, Broadway, and several theatre houses in England. This year's production is directed by Eugene Williams, former director of School of Drama, now part-time lecturer.
Not only has the play been a classic, adapted and performed in several languages across the globe, it's also been done by distinguished people, James Earl Jones on Broadway. I think Cissy Titon was also in it. And of course, it was directed in the UK by Maya Angelou and remounted in 2012 by the National Theatre of the UK.
The play was also showed in Jamaica almost a generation ago. But as Mr. William notes, some classics just have to be remounted.
It's a Caribbean classic because of its really excellent crafting of the play itself and of the characters. And it is being done now as a training instrument for students doing acting because it's one of the best facilities that students have to hone their craft. And it's also being done because much of the issues of the play are still relevant. We're talking about issues of poverty, we're talking about issues of injustice, migration out of the Caribbean, people seeking a better life.
Moon on a Rainbow Shawl opens in the Dennis Scott Studio Theatre on Friday, March 31, and will run for a total of six performances. El Número Uno, which opened on March 10, will continue this weekend on the 17th, 18th and 19th at 7 p.m. Call 920-4633 for ticket info. Celebratory activities will culminate with the Rex Nettleford Arts Conference in October this year, which will highlight the developments and relevance of the institution. Before we go, here at JIS, we would like to express sympathy to the family of Delroy Gordon, Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, who died suddenly on March 16. Dr. Gordon, who was also a Justice of the Peace, served the Commission for 30 years. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.